Let's head out to the Northwest Territory, and Superintendent Jeff Montrager joins
us. How are you?
How you doing, Jeff?
Good, good, good. How's Ronnie doing?
How's who?
Ronnie Johncock.
Oh, well.
I tell you what, he's a big supporter. You were just mentioning his name.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we mentioned that. Do you have a plan all set to go, or what's the scenario out there?
Yeah, return to learn. We have an option put out for our students and community. There's a face-to-face option that is would be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday with face-to-face, and Wednesday being a virtual day where there can be some deep cleaning and PD and so on. And then we have the full virtual option. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, we are putting out opportunities or options to whatever the kids and community feels comfortable with. So right now we're at about mid-50s% with I believe last night was, don't quote me on this, but about 58% wanted face-to-face, and then about 42% wanted the full virtual option. So mm-hmm. So it should work out well as far as giving those options to people to choose. Teachers have been doing a great job preparing. We're using the Schoology platform for the upper levels and for kindergarten, first grade. Second grade is the Seesaw. So, and the thought behind that is, and this is very similar to school districts throughout the county, but the thought behind that is that the main part of the lesson is on a virtual platform. So, what that allows us to do is be able to transition much quicker and much more efficient. This program is nothing like what took place in the spring. This is something that they'll be tracking and grading, and it's very comprehensive. It's much more like an online or hybrid type program that you'd see at the collegiate level. So, you know, we're excited. We're about as prepared as you possibly can be for this. And the big thing is, as you well know, Greg, each day something changes. And so we just have to be as prepared as possible for that. So I just have to say big kudos to our administrative staff and teaching staff and our school board that's been very supportive through this process. So I feel like we're about as ready to go as you possibly can be. So,
Jeff, we had a story yesterday, in fact, that said about 75% of the teachers in Michigan who were surveyed were uncomfortable going back. How are your teachers handling this?
You know, in large part, very well. You know, there's concern, and rightly so. And as far as the face-to-face piece of this, they've not been obviously a part of the face-to-face piece back since March 13th. So that's what we're doing is the PPE. And the health and safety of our staff, our teaching staff, our administrators, as well, obviously, as our kids, is a top priority. And that's where there are so many things being put into place. You know, shields in front of all the secretaries' desks, shields on teachers' desks, you know, stickers on the floor as far as social distancing, rooms, classrooms cleaned out to where it's just down to the basic necessities as far as desks or tables, you know, taking out the extras, so to speak, so it's much easier to clean. So, you know, it's definitely a work in progress. And yes, there is concern, and I totally understand that. We're all concerned. So we are going to do the best that we can to prepare for that. Phase four with the return to learn from Governor Whitmer is literally the most challenging phase for a school district, because it's kind of that, for lack of better terms, it's kind of that tweener stage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, phase three would be, you know, full virtual, and phase five loosens up the constraints a great deal. But, you know, that will only happen if the cases make a rapid descent. So, but yeah, getting full circle. Yes, there's definitely concern out there, and there's with teachers, but there's big time concern with myself and the administrative staff as well, and that's why we're putting the time and effort and resources into making sure that that we're making people as safe as possibly they can be in these times and these scenarios. And you know, you and I both know that you know, it's a new adventure going to the grocery store or gas station or doing anything. The new normal is very interesting. So,
yeah, Jeff, I'm sure you've thought about it, but we're not far away from flu season. That's going to create that's going to create some issues, isn't it?
It really is. You know, it was interesting this summer. There was kind of a wave of strep throat. And that was a prime example how convoluted this makes. You know, people are very much on edge, which I totally understand. But anytime people are coming down with sniffles or, in this case, had strep throat, or it really puts people on high alert, as they should be. So, but you know, it's it just offers another layer of challenges. But I think the big piece for all, you know, the educators and school leaders and so on is getting full circle back to what are we doing and what have we done and will be doing to put everything in place as much as possible for the safety of our staff and kids.
Jeff, what do you think about sports extracurriculars? Certainly, when the Big Ten shuts it down, I'm sure the question is going to be, how can we have high school sports when they can't run a program in the Big Ten?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. It's an eye opener. You know, I will say that. The complexion of a college level, university level sports program, comparatively speaking, to a high school sports program is apples and oranges. I mean, as far as the expectations and travel and so on, so it definitely is. We're setting up and taking notice by all means. But if you take, for example, you know, a college level athletic program, they're traveling across the state, multiple states. So that would be a natural, you know, interaction of populations and then going back to their original home site and so on. So, you know, college athletics offers a much more broader travel and much, I would say, easier the possibility of transmitting this. Now, having said that, we want to make sure, and I'll speak for Northwest, you know, that we're, as far as the school piece of this, we're following the return to learn roadmap from the state. We're following all the guidelines from our county health department and intertwined with the CDC. And in this case, you know, we're obviously looking at what's happening at the college level, but we're also following the lead of the MHSAA. So I look at the MHSAA and our athletic director is meeting with league officials as well as other athletic directors throughout our county. So we just want to be, ready for whatever happens in the next few days, because like you said, we're kicking off the fall season. So whether it looks modified or gets canceled or we move forward, we're really waiting to see what the MHSAA is going to do, recommend, yeah. or put forth for us. So
sounds like your plan, Jeff. It sounds like your plan is pretty similar to many of the other districts around.
Yeah, you know, it really is, and that's one thing I'm really appreciative of the collaboration in Jackson County. The superintendents, in fact, you know, we meet today, actually this afternoon. Uh-huh. And that's something that, you know, communities would like some different tweaks, and that's fine. However, we did agree upon the fact that for the consistency of our county, it's important that we're following the same basic calendar, which we have for years and years. We're also really trying to give parents and students some options as far as whether it be full virtual or a face-to-face type of program with some virtual mixed in. But I've been, I can't say enough about my superintendent colleagues and really working through some collective decisions to, like I said, they're not going to be exactly the same, but we want to make sure we stay on the same calendar and give our parents and communities and students some of the choices during this crazy pandemic that will help them feel where their comfort level is at. Because, you know, Greg, and I'm sure you just hear this day in and day out, but, you know, people are really across the entire board.
Sure.
With this. I mean, there's some people that would, you know, feel comfortable not wearing masks and, you know, walk right in and, you know, go at it type deals. But there's others that are very, they're very concerned. I understand that. And they're, want to make sure there's so, safety precautions and so on. And let's face it, you know, some of our folks that basically don't leave the house, obviously that's, should we say the complete safest route, but we also know what comes with that, the downturn of the economy and the education process and so on. So it's, we're just in unprecedented times that evolves daily. And like a conversation I was in earlier this week, I've just, in my long career, I've just never been in a scenario where one day can seem like several weeks of decisions and changes and movements for our local community as well as the state and the country. So,
Jeff, have you found your parents are more engaged?
Engaged with the decision making and
just engaged in what's going on with the district.
Oh, I definitely think so. I don't know if you visited our website, but we want to make sure that we are communicating everything that we are doing, and we do have great engagement from our parents, and, mm-hmm. and rightly so. I mean, they want to make the decision what is best for their kids and their family, and I respect that. And we want to just make sure that we we offer them the choice that works the best for their individual family.
Jeff Montrager with the superintendent out at Northwest as they continue to prepare for the opening of school. When do you open up, Jeff?
We will open up with for the kids will be a little different, one day different. We're going to open up with the kids on the 27th. So Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday will be additional work time for teacher prep with the virtual platform. I believe the majority of the rest of the districts are opening up on the 26th, Wednesday the 26th. So, you know, again, we're all on the same basic calendar minus a few tweaks like that. So, yeah. We're ready to, you know, each day is a new adventure, but we're getting it all together and excited to get going. So, and hopefully this, they find a vaccine soon and the transmissions decline. So,
yeah. Go Mounties.
Go Mounties. And I just had to say, GOC. The Mountie Nation appreciates you. Go Mounties.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Jeff Montrager, superintendent out at Northwest.